I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, friends.
Hey. Oi. What is your problem?
Just trying to figure out my head situation here. Headphone situation, I guess is what I mean.
Oh. Hi.
Hi, honey.
How are you?
I'm good. Let me ask you a question.
All right.
This is like kind of legit question. I probably could do it later, but I am curious because I kind of learned this stuff from you.
What?
So I have a buddy, and I think many people could benefit from this too. I have a buddy who got some help from a friend about a job.
Yeah.
He didn't get the job yet, but he's wants it. And this person...
Somebody sort of gave him in, he networked with
this
them.
Networking, mm-hmm. Exactly right. So he got some networking help from someone who said, he asked, hey, can you help me out?
Yeah.
You happen to know someone over at this company, and I desperately want to be there. And that person sent a note over to the, you know, like
somebody
they,
that they knew there.
They helped him.
Right. Take a look at this guy's resume.
So that gets done, and I'm stoked for him. I'm like, man, that guy went out of his way for you.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And he was like, I what do you mean? And I'm all, well, look, I'm not great at networking because mm-hmm. often I think high five. And yet that's not really the right way to thank someone. Like, high five isn't.
No.
Like, next time you ask, they'll be all that good for nothing. Didn't do nearly enough to thank. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're saying, what if you get the job, you should give them like a big thank you? Or just
I'm
the fact
asking
that the guy
you,
jumped out there?
I'm asking you and you, Zet. So this guy jumped out there and did something for him. And what? And I was like, I don't know how to advise. I wouldn't even know how to advise
it
someone.
It would start with, you know, a thank you note. Just like, hey, I really appreciate it. You know,
on email.
No. Snail mail, man. Thank you notes come through the mail. So, I think. That's just me.
This is why I'm asking. Because
and if he gets the job, you say, please let me take you out to dinner. Please let me... here's a gift card for
dinner.
Right. Or, yeah. But, I mean, mm-hmm. I think the whole point is that your friend helped you. You would take your friend out.
It's not a friend.
Any kind of gesture...
It's a networking friend.
Of thanks.
Are they local?
Acceptable.
He's close enough to the guy that he could do. What my curiosity was, because I've seen Sarah do this so many times where she's like, I'm sending a gift basket. And I'm like, what the heck? What? And yet that's what you do. And it seems like there's no question that you send a gift basket or you send a thank you note or you do, you make a gesture beyond your... Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
High five, bro.
Just show someone.
Right. And
that you appreciated
I'm
them going
these
out of their
things,
way.
Having what? Been oh, around oh, people so... who know stuff. And yeah. It's still not knee jerk to me. I don't. My instinct was, is an email good enough?
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's better than nothing.
An email is better than nothing.
But it's not as great as a thank you card. Maybe you don't need to buy a gift. I think a thank you card is
a thank you
plenty.
Card goes a long way.
So,
I'm with you. I don't need to have a gift. A heartfelt thank you note is I did the first couple.
Okay.
Sorry.
And
I'm telling Bryn not to, you know.
That's good enough. Okay. Good to know.
But if he winds up getting the job, he should absolutely make some kind of larger gesture.
Hey, who
I
man?
Yes.
You help a lot of people.
I do.
Do you accept... Or do you want a thank you note in the snail mail that's like, that's good, I'll take that? Or do you want flowers?
Okay, so listen, ever since you started this story, obviously I think about myself.
Yes. And you're constantly helping people, networking, hooking up.
Sure. So, you know, I help when I can help. And so does Yuzette, by the way. Like, we're always
talking. That's why I'm asking you guys, because people know.
So we know we can. But I will say this. Here's the thing about life. Here's a huge life lesson, everyone. when you go to those people and they can actually help you with something, hopefully they will. But
because you've helped them.
Because you've helped them. But you never help anyone in the hopes that they're going to help you back. But you hope they will. And from my experience, unfortunately, 95% of the time when you go back to those people and you say, hey, I see you're friends with so-and-so. Right. Can you do a quick intro? They'll be like, oh, wow. Oh, boy, that's a big ask. I'm like, well, I don't think it's a big ask. It's just a quick intro. They'll be, you know, 95% of the time they'll say no. So that is a little bit of a bummer, but it doesn't stop me from helping people.
Yeah, you can't go through life thinking you're going to get something back.
Yeah, right. You just do it.
Just because you put it forward.
But here's the thing. If someone does help you, and then they come to you in the future, and they say, hey, I see that, you know, you could maybe help me with this, you should help them.
Absolutely.
You should.
Well, we
sure,
should all
I
help
agree,
each other.
But hold on. Go back, because that's not really the question. The question is, you've just helped someone. You've just done a meet for someone.
Right.
What is the appropriate thank you in your mind for the effort you just put out? Do you want a thank you note in the mail, or do you want a gift card to Amazon, or is an email like, bro, thank you so much, I hope I get the job, and I'll let you know how it goes?
Are those the three choices?
You tell me what the...
Okay, out of those three choices, a simple email is fine for me. But if there's a fourth choice, I'd like a virtual coin that I could, like, cash in the future and say, hey.
Oh, you're a
so you want the
that
payback.
Would give you, yeah.
I mean, if it's appropriate. Listen, 90% of the time, there's nothing they can ever do for you anyway. But
that's what I'm saying is
10% of the time, there is something they can do.
Okay, most people don't live in a world where they're constantly networking like you do.
Right.
What I'm saying is, in the normal world where people get a job, stay there, and are good, I'm just trying, and I think I got it. So a handwritten note.
Yeah.
I think that maybe some guys would be like, but I also don't know stuff. Like, if I got a handwritten...
Feel good if you got a handwritten note from someone who, you know, clearly took the time to write down their thoughts and send appreciation your way.
Mm-hmm. Like, yes, it wouldn't hurt me if I... But I also think a thank you is... more than enough.
Right.
Like, if I went out of my way to help you and you said, I really appreciate it. Like,
right.
I needed, I needed that.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm good.
Yeah. Here.
And if it's an email, that's fine too.
Let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
For example, let's just say out of, you know, one of my hookups, Sarah's brother gets a job.
Yes.
And he's in the financial district. You know what I'd love? I'd love for him to say, in a couple months, let me take you out to lunch after I've been established. I say, great. That'll be perfect.
That's a nice thank you.
That's it.
Yeah.
We're in the same part of the city. Pick wherever you want. Mm-hmm. My treat.
Am I going to have to go to that?
No. You don't have to go to anything.
Okay, great.
Even just a drink is fine, too.
Yeah, even just a drink. Yeah.
So if he doesn't do that, if he gets a job and doesn't do that, but sends you a note and says, hey, I got the gig and I wouldn't have been able to get it without you. Thank you. Is that like, oh.
That's fine. No, that's fine.
That's
I'll take
good
that
enough.
So. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, John Clark cooks for us every weekend.
He does.
So it's, you know.
Sure. But, you know, one-on-one time is nice,
No, it's
too.
Nice, right.
So that's
a friendly gesture.
See, that's where my sensibilities are so different, because I'd be like, oh, lunch. I don't want to go to lunch.
Oh, you don't want to go to lunch?
I want to get out of town, man.
Who wants to go to lunch?
I got here early. You know what the traffic's
like? There's a Whole
like?
Foods gift
yeah,
card. You can
mean.
Stop and get yourself some lunch
Thanks.
On the way home.
I'll hit their food bar and be done. Okay,
exactly.
That's thank you. I didn't mean to take that long, but I really...
That's an interesting thing.
It is, because I think...
It actually shows how much you've grown in the last 25 years I've known you or whatever it's been, because I remember...
Actually thinking about it.
Vinny would take... Like, if you handed Vinny a gift, like, you'd think about it, you'd hand him, like, a gift, like, oh, I thought of you when I saw this, and he'd look at it and go, I don't want that, and huck it to the side, and then go back to what he was doing, and be like, oh.
Well...
Oh, ow, my little... Yeah, my heart. Oh.
I don't know if it was quite that bad,
it was
but...
pretty bad.
Anyway, I think that I have grown a lot. I think that I've learned the people around me are important, and I need to take better care of them, and there's no question that my sensibilities are the problem.
That like, your automatic
well,
response
Well, you go by what
is,
you...
Right.
What works for you.
Right.
So, you know...
I wanted to tell you guys a story. It happened to me Saturday.
Uh-oh.
And I forgot to tell you about it yesterday because I guess I don't know. It's out of my mind and I just sort of forgot about it. But it came up like 10 times yesterday because it has really affected the people around me.
10 times?
Well, my sister-in-law brought it up a bunch of times.
Oh.
So on Saturday, we were decorating the house for Thanksgiving. Not for Thanksgiving.
Halloween.
Mm-hmm. So we're out there, and we're under these trees that we have in our front yard, and we hang.
You and Debbie. Lights.
Me, Debbie, John, just the three of us. I think my son was there, too. So we're moving the ladder around, and we're putting things up in the trees, and it looks real scary, and it's getting good. And I've got a water glass out there. Big, yes.
Sorry,
Vinny,
sorry.
Your hand is up.
You have two Johns.
My John.
Your John is with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her John was at work, whatever job he does in
right.
Petaluma.
Okay, go.
So we're out there, and I've got this water glass, and I use these. They're like big jars. Mm-hmm. It's like I like it because you can fill it with ice, and it's big old, you know, glass of water. Big wide mouth like that. This wide.
Got it.
So I, we hang something up. I walk over, grab my water, and take a big sip, you know, without looking at it. And something is alive in my mouth. Like there's just some big bug in my mouth, and I feel it goes like across, and I'm. Trying to spit whatever it is out of my mouth. And I'm like scrubbing my tongue and taking more water and spitting it out. And I don't see anything come out, but I suddenly, like after 5 minutes of antics, you know, frantic seizure looking stuff. Right. Stop, drop, and roll.
I know what you do.
Light your mouth on fire.
The other three people in the yard. Game of Thrones for the watch style just start stabbing you
yes.
till you're dead.
Until you're dead. I mean, because
for the watch.
I just want to be dead. There's a giant something is in my mouth. Feels like a spider.
Oh!
But I'm hoping that it is. So I, you know, go and I'm like. You
know, duck and cover.
I duck and cover. I stop, drop, and roll. And I, you know, put a bunch of dirt in my mouth. Just whatever.
And everyone stabs you.
Right.
Go
everyone
on.
Stabs me. So, you know, of course, we go from like. Sort of having a normal, we're like doing stuff, a normal conversation too. Like everything ceases to exist. Oh my God, there's a bug in my mouth. You know, whatever. Ugh. Even now I'm getting like chills over it. So I think it's out. Seems to be out. There's nothing in my mouth. We go on. Just a couple more minutes. We're wrapping things up. Start lugging the boxes in. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go color my hair. I go in. I put the hair color on.
Oh, look.
Yes. No more gray.
Incredible.
So, I know. You don't even notice it. I don't have a skunk stripe. So I go in. I color my hair. I set the timer. I'm like, I don't want to do it and wake anybody's Google up, but I say
hey,
to my, I say, I, no,
okay,
it's,
Google.
I use the dude. I say, okay, to that guy and set a timer for my hair for 30 minutes. So minimum 45 minutes have gone by between the spider going into my mouth and me hopping into the shower after I've got the hair color in my hair. At least 45 minutes. Possibly longer. But long enough that thing should not be in my mouth anymore, right?
Right.
And like, plus also with the swishing.
And then it started crawling out of your mouth.
So I'm in the shower. And you know how in the shower you let water run into your mouth and you spit it out?
Mm-hmm.
So I do that. And this, and I can't see a thing. But I do see a big black thing come flying out of my mouth and hit the floor of the shower. I'm like, oh, my God, what the F is that? So I get down, and it's dead. Don't worry. I clearly died in my mouth. But that frigging spider had been in my mouth for at least 45 minutes. Like, I don't know where, up beside my teeth. I'm not sure. It's stuck behind my tonsil, hiding behind my uvula. I do not know where the F that thing was. But it was in my mouth.
Well, there's a song.
What is it?
The spider up the spout. I mean, it probably went down your throat and crawled back out.
Rain. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's from the rain.
What? Right.
Eensy weensy
spider went up the water spout.
Right. Right up your throat
down
after you washed it down. How's that not exactly
out.
It?
Up came the sun and dried up all the rain. So the itsy bitsy spider.
Right.
Yeah, so anyway, the damn thing was in my mouth all that time.
So it crawled right out of your throat.
I have a way better theory.
Okay, what's your theory?
I think you had the same bug that was in the kid's mouth from Stranger Things at the end of this season.
Slug?
Season one.
That he
I think you
up?
Had that slug in your mouth. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well,
if it had legs,
if the slug had legs, then that's what it was. So anyway, there's nothing you could do either. Like, I'm looking at it, I'm like, what do I do? Do I start screaming? Do I just flip out? Because you just, you know how you get that shudder that goes through your body, like a shudder of revulsion. So there it was. So then I made the mistake of telling everybody at the paella party that night that, you know, what had happened.
What kind of spider was it? Was it a black widow?
No. Just a little. It was not large either. I mean, maybe I'm blowing this up a little.
Sounds pretty big.
It was a tiny little spider.
Was it one of those tarantulas that fits in your palm?
No, it wasn't. I think I would have been able to find that in my mouth. But anyway, so I told the story at dinner, which is always a bad choice.
Can I ask you a question that you haven't thought about?
Yes.
Is there any chance it laid eggs in your mouth?
Well, I doubt it, but...
That's a real thing, everyone.
Is it?
It is.
Remember Vinny's eye?
Yeah, it didn't lay eggs on his eye. It bit him. No, it didn't.
His whole eye was closed. That was the egg sack.
Oh, my God. No, it wasn't.
That was so bogus.
Such an urban legend.
I don't even want to ever talk of that again. That was a nightmare.
I know. What's worse, what you had or Sarah?
I don't
know.
What I had, my eye
for
closed.
Sure.
My eye closed.
Yeah.
For 2 days, three
days. You still
days.
Have a mark. Take that hat off. You still have a tiny little mark where it was.
I do? No, I don't.
Relax your forehead. Yeah, I guess it is kind of gone now.
No,
but
it's gone.
Oh, no, I think it's right there.
It could be anything.
I don't
know.
You
put vitamin E on
it.
It
was there because I was looking at it every day, you know.
Ugh,
I watched it go down. I knew where it was. It was awful.
Spiders lay eggs under human skin.
Oh, no, they don't. That's BS.
And wounds that they created by their bites.
No, I don't like that. I don't buy it.
It's
not real.
It's right there.
Don't lie.
Google.
Stop lying.
The Google's telling
don't lie.
Us.
Did you swish your mouth out with hydrogen peroxide? That's the key.
Or Listerine,
I actually didn't.
Or Listerine.
I just swished a few more times with water.
Or Scope.
I'm sure you're fine. Everyone's
just plenty of vodka.
Yeah, I did drink plenty of booze later that night, so don't worry.
I'm sure all the stabbings took care of whatever's wrong with you.
Did you force yourself to throw up? Did you stick your finger down your throat?
No, I didn't. And it was fine. I lived from it. I'm more concerned that the thing was... in there for so long. Like, where was it? Did I bite it? Did I kill it? And then it just got, like, was it up in my teeth? You know?
Probably.
Ugh. Freaking gross, man.
You must have some numb areas in your mouth.
Well, spiders are nothing.
Yeah.
They're not a, even the body's like nothing.
It's like a little bubble that popped in my mouth. Undoubtedly.
He just grabbed onto your teeth somewhere in a little nook.
I think I must have chomped down on him and he was just dead. And that's what I'm thinking. I was thinking he was like maybe between teeth or, oh God, whatever it was, it's hideous.
Do you think...
Very Halloween-y.
When you spit the spider out, was it in one piece or was it in two pieces?
No, it was pretty much intact. I mean, it was clearly dead, but it was pretty much intact.
Uh-oh.
But also seemed to clearly be a spider.
Did it have a red mark on its belly?
It did not, Human. But I also, like I said, I can't really see that well. So getting close to something isn't necessarily going to make anything about it clearer. It's like, well, it's a black amorphous blob that could be a spider or it could just be a chunk of bark. I don't know. You know, maybe that's all it was. Maybe I'm going to go with that. It was bark off the tree. Fell into the thing.
Just sure.
Spider-shaped
or,
bark.
Or, hey, maybe it was a rotten tooth.
Yeah, maybe it was a rotten tooth. I just spit a rotten tooth out. That could be.
Right.
So anyway. I realized yesterday, because it kept coming up like a million times, that I had forgotten to tell you guys about that and that I thought you might enjoy it.
Oh, Debbie brought it up a million times.
Yeah, well, she, you know, clearly it's sticking with her. The fact that when we talk, she's afraid I'm going to spit a spider onto her.
You guys are busy together, clearly, because the posting for the holiday shopping season's been nice. I've seen some really nice products.
She is very, she's tough. She's actually really pushing me.
Mm.
Do you enjoy being pushed
that?
I do. Bryn, Yuzi's signaling for you.
Sounds like
she's
an emergency.
She's gesticulating. Yeah, it does. It looked like it was an emergency. Yeah, it's going great, and I'm doing the best I can, and you know, it's fun though. You know me, I love making stuff, and she does all the stuff I don't love about it. She packs everything,
right.
And ships it, and she yells at me to vacuum. I mean, it's great. It's fantastic. Thank you.
How long does your stuff stay up on the site before somebody buys
minutes.
It?
10 minutes. It's unbelievable
well,
how fast
it is.
Well,
you have to boost your production.
Well, I can't really, Hooman. I'm a one person. You know.
Gonna hire anyone?
Nope. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Get her done Tuesday. Let's do this thing.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.